Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Chagiga Daf Chav Ches, the very last offer of the Masechta. We are starting Chav Zayin Amud Beis, about five lines off from the bottom with the words Tamon Tanino. And today's office sponsor is Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Basi Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now the Gemara immediately prior was talking about Kalim the Beis Hamikdash, so we continue something similar. Tamon Tanino over there we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Tamid Nechzo Lishkas Hakalim. Bright and early in the morning, the Kohanim were going to Lishkas Hakalim, the chamber of the room that had all the Kalim. Vayitziu Misham Tishmu Shlosha Klei Kesef Klei Zav, and they removed 93 silver and gold Kalim, and this was for that void in the morning. Now Rishmol Bar Nachman says Rishmol Bar Yonasan. Why 93? Take out the word Zechariah. This corresponds to the 93 times we have Hashem's name mentioned in Chagai and Malachi. This is not including the name Tzavakos. Besides for that, there's 93 mentions of Hashem's name. That's what these 93 Kalim correspond to. However, Chav Chatzim Rav on top, Amar Rav Chana, he says, Chishavtim, I made a cheshbon of all these names. There's only 83. And that's because he only counts the times it says Yud Kei Vav Kei, so there's only 83. And connected to what this correspond to, Shmoin Mushalish Chaisoma is Shekasu Be'ezra, the 83 signatures with Ezra, shall I call Echad v'Echad Miyachid Shemesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Chaisem, every single one of these unified the name of Hashem, and he signed, is referring to when the Yidden came up to begin rebuilding the second base of Mikdash. Ezra exhorted everyone to be committed to keeping a life of Torah and mitzvahs, and there's 83 people that signed on this document, being Miyachid Shemesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's why there's 83 Yud Kei Vav Keis in Chagai Malachi, but again, there's not 93, so what's with this number 93? Says the Gemara says, Istu by Mimar, those that explain, what's with these 93 Kalim? Kiyayim Rubish Al Tamid, this is referring to a day where there's a lot of Karbanos are going to be brought along with the Karban Tamid in the morning. This is the first day of Sukkos. Keneged Shlosha Saparim, corresponding to the 13 oxen, Varbasar Kvasim, and the 14 lambs, Ve'ilim Shnaim, and 2 rams, Vesar Echad, and 1 goat. That's 30 Karbanos. Each Karban needs 3 Kalim. That's the knife for Shchita, the Mizrak, the basin to catch the blood in, and the Bazach, the large bowl that's meant for putting the insides in. So 30 times 3 is 90, and then there's the Karban Tamid, which is another 3, so that's 93. Now go on to discuss the last part of the Mishnah, where we had a Machlokes, Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim, whether the two Mizbechais, the Mizbeach HaNechayshes, which is also called the Mizbeach HaOyla, that's where the Karbanos were burned on, and the Mizbeach HaZav, that's the golden Mizbeach HaLiktos was burned on, are they Makabel Toma? Rebbe Elazar says no, because they're like Karka, whereas Chacham say yes, Mnei Shei Mitzufin, because they're coated, they're plated, and therefore they're Makabel Toma. So now we explain this Machlokes. Rav Shila Kfar Tamarta says, B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, time with Rebbe Elazar, what's Rebbe Elazar's source, that they're not Makabel Toma because they're like Karka? That's because the Pasuk says about the Mizbeach HaZav, V'tzipisa Oysay Zav Tar V'Gaymer, and it's important to continue the Pasuk as Gagoy V'es Kiroysav, its roof and its walls. What do we see from here? Hatar Karsai Sekarka. The Torah calls it Karka instead of describing the top and sides of the Mizbeach as the top and sides, rather it calls them the roof and the walls. Well, roof and walls are on a house, and a house is like Karka and is not Makabel Toma. So Mizbeach HaZav is not Makabel Toma, says the Gemara. Ad Kedem Mizbeach HaZav. So this is governed Mizbeach HaZav, Mizbeach Ayla Minayin. What about Mizbeach Ayla? How do we know that's not Makabel Toma because it's like Karka? The answer is Vidinhu. It's a Kabel Chaimer. My Mizbeach HaZav, Shu Amal Ama at Omar Karka. Mizbeach HaZav is very small. It's 1 by 1 Ama. But still, you're saying that Karka, Mizbech Oila, Shu Chamesh al Chamesh, that's 5 by 5 Amas, and that really can't be moved, and that's very heavy, so it's like it's connected to the ground, like Kol Shekein, wouldn't we say for sure it's like Karka? Now, Isba'i Meimar, some say that it's really the other way around. Revua, Revua. We have this word Revua, which means square, both of Mizbech Hazav and Oila, and so what do we learn from here? Ma'kan Karka, Afkan Karka. Just like over here it's considered Karka, so too over there it's considered Karka, and that's the Drasha. Now, Amr of Hila, he tells us, time with Rabbanon, what's as far as the Rabbanon, that it's not like Karka? That's because the Apostle can say very Cheskel that tells us, Mizbeach eats shalosh amos gavaya v'gaimer. What do we see from here? Hatar karsha shemetaltal. The Torah calls it movable. It says that it's made out of eights, and eights wood is movable, and something that's movable is makabel toma. We continue ad kedem mizbeach oila. Up until here, we're talking about the mizbeach oila. Mizbeach hazav minayin. What about the gold mizbeach? And the answer is v'dinhu. It'd be kal chaimer. My mizbeach oila shu chamish al chamish at arm metaltal. If in regards to mizbeach oila, which is 5 by 5, still you say it's considered metaltal that it could be carried, and therefore it's makabel toma. Mizbeach hazav shu amal amal kol shekain the mizbeach Chazav, which is just 1 by 1 Amo. What do you say for sure that it'd be Makabel Toma? Now, is my remember that those that say Revu Revua, Makan Metaltal, Afkan Metaltal. However, we continue discussing this and we quote the Mishnah of Chamer and Lacham say, Mimineshe Mitzufin, that's because they're plated and that's why they're Makabel Toma. In other words, now that we know that according to Chamim, they're not considered Karka, so we also add on, since they're coated either with gold or with copper, that means that the wood part of the Mizbeach is bottled to the metal, and therefore, even if you would consider the Mizbeach like Karka, since that part anyway is bottled to the metal coating, it's able to be Makabel Toma. Ask the Gemara, hold on. Isn't this a plating which stands on its own? The plating in the Mizbeach was pretty thick and it's considered like standing on its own. In other words, it's not connected to the wood part and therefore the Mizbeach shouldn't be able to be Makabel Toma. And how do we know this? That there was like the thickness of a Gradinan dinner of plating on the Mizbeach. So this metal plating stands on its own and therefore the Mizbeach should not be able to be Makabel Toma. So Rabbi Lo, he explains that no. Masayhu, for its malacha, meaning the malacha of burning things on the Mizbeach. In regards to that, the plating is not on its own. We require the plating and the wood together to be able to burn on the Mizbeach. And Asikad Amar Rosh Lakish, this is just like what Rosh Lakish says regarding the Mizbeach HaKtayres, Vasisa Mizbeach Mukhtar Ketayres in Ksiv Khan. It doesn't say that you should make a Mizbeach Mukhtar Ketayres. Mukhtar would imply that the Ketayres is burned on the Mizbeach. El rather, Mikhtar Ketayres. The Pasuk says, Vasisa Mizbeach Mikhtar Ketayres. That means, HaMizbeach Hayo Makhtar HaKtayres. The Mizbeach is what's burning the Ketayres. In other words, the Mizbeach is Shoylet. It controls the fire. If it was the other way around, if the Ketayres was burned on the Mizbeach, then the Mizbeach would technically melt because the fire would be controlling the Mizbeach. And a different Gemara actually tells us that it was a nace that the Mizbeach didn't melt from the heat of the fire. And this must be because the Mizbeach was made in the proper way with wood and gold together, and so we see that the plating is not separate from the Mizbeach, so that's why it's able to mekabel tuma. However, we continue asking on this. It should just be considered like a tablet that's meant to be brought, leilich, and laniach left in its place. What does this mean? So it refers to a din based on a pasuk that wood kalim must be able and meant to be carried around in order to be mekabel tuma. But if it's asui lenachas, it's meant to remain in one place, it's not mekabel tuma. Now you might say that even though the Mizbeach is made of wood, since it's plated with gold, it's considered a metal kli, and this din does not apply, and so even though the Mizbeach is not meant to be moved around, still could be mekabel tuma because it's not really considered wood. I'll tell you that that's not true. Why? Because lo kein amar Rav Ami b'shem Rosh Lakish, didn't Rav Ami say b'shem Rosh Lakish, ha-sholchan lama tamei, why is a sholchan the Beis HaMikdash mekabel tuma? Loim b'nei shemitzin esayu marino se lo oil regalim, isn't it because they bring it out and they show it to the oil regalim? In other words, the sholchan is able to be mekabel tuma, and that's based on a pasuk. The problem is, you might say it's asli l'nachas, the shulchan's meant to remain in one place, and that's what we just quoted, that no, since they carry it out and they show it to the Eilu Regalim, and the reason why that's done is because they say, Ru'uchi baschem lefnei ha-makayim, see how beloved you are to Hashem, that the lechem ha-panim, the bread, they're put on the shulchan, Shabbos number one, and they stay there the entire week, and they're taken off only the next Shabbos, and still they're warm as if they came out of the oven. So that's the chibah, that's the love that the Yidden are shown when the Mizbeach is brought to them. Bottom line is, what do we see from here? The shulchan is gold-plated. Nonetheless, it does need to be carried in order to be makabel tuma. So clearly we see that we do not pay attention to gold plating. So back to what started this part of the discussion, says the Gemara, Vizeh, Loibim Kamehu Oimed, this, meaning the Mizbeach, isn't it meant to remain in its place? The Mizbeach has never moved, and therefore since one of the components of the Mizbeach is wood, it should not be able to makabel tuma, and that's again, even though it's gold plated, because we clearly see from the Shulchan that we don't care about a metal plating. Some more attempts at answer, Avzeh Shimish Kli B'Mikdash, the Mizbeach was also used as a clean the base of Mikdash, certain things were put on it, however that's not good enough. That's what the Gemara says, Vihei Tahar, the Mizbeach should be tar, meaning it should not be able to mekabel tuma, v'lama tameh, so why is it able to mekabel tuma? Here we finally have an answer, Amar Rav Mana, Kaya Tanin Taman. It's like what we learned over there, Maseches Kelim in a Mishnah, Shalosh Mashpeleis Hain, the three different types of containers. Now one of these containers is meant for holding zevel, fertilizer, and the Mishnah says that it's mekabel tumas midras, which is a very high level of tuma, that if a zav sits or leans his body weight on it, it's mekabel this high level of tuma, but that only applies to something that's meant to be leaned or sat on. The problem is that this container that's meant for carrying around zevel, fertilizer, is not meant to be a seat or a chair or a couch or a bed. It's meant for fertilizer. Why would we mekabel tumas midras? And Rav Ze'eiro, he explains, that's because it's used with its load. In other words, when this kli is full, it has fertilizer in it, and the person's carrying it around, he will at times put it down and then lean on it to have a little bit of a rest. And so you're right, even though it's not a chair or a couch, since one of its uses is to lean one's weight on it when it has the fertilizer inside, so that's why it's mekabel tumas midras. And v'kai, same thing over here with Mizbeach. It's used with its load. What does that mean, it's used with its load? So the load of the Mizbeach is that metal coating, and it has to be used with that, because if you just use the wood Mizbeach, then obviously the fire would completely burn it, and you wouldn't have a Mizbeach anymore. So we focus more on the fact that it has this metal plating, that's the main part of the Mizbeach, and therefore even though it's also ilanachas, it's not meant to be moved around, that's only in regards to a wood kli. But since again, as we just said, we're focusing on the metal plating, this din doesn't apply to metal kalim, therefore it is makabel tuma. And that has nothing to do with the shulchan that we mentioned previously, because the shulchan doesn't need its gold plating. You could put the bread on the shulchan even if it was wood and wouldn't get ruined. So that's why we focus on the fact that the shulchan had to be carried in some instance in order to say that it's makabel tuma. But once again, that doesn't have to do with the Mizbeach, and that's when the Mizbeach would be makabel tuma. Hadralach parachayim b'kaidesh, uslik la'masech l'chagiga, mazor finishing the entire Masech l'chagiga together, just like we're finish this Masech together, we should finish all of Shas Rishalmi together. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new Masechta, Maseches Mayid Katan, the last Masechta in Seder Mayid. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.